This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says the city will restore some services it reduced to fund immigrant assistance. Johnston called on City Council yesterday to cut more than $45 million from this year's budget to fund a more focused response and rehire city workers who lost their jobs.
We're not taking officers off the streets. We're not keeping rec centers on reduced hours. We're not reducing the number of permitting officials that are there to help you process a building permit when you come to the city.
Johnston says a program for asylum seekers will focus less on short-term shelters and more on long-term support. The goal is to help eligible immigrants apply for asylum so they can find legal work. The city will then set them up with housing and training programs. In all, the program will cost nearly $90 million. Authorities say the apartment fire that killed a woman in Palisade last week was set intentionally. Police and fire officials said today they think it started after a man living in the complex used an accelerant to cause an explosion in his own apartment. The fire then spread to the entire building and killed his neighbor, Palisade Fire Chief Charles Balky.
We're a community that most people don't think that things of this nature could happen to. It's that whole thing, it'll never happen here until it happens here.
The suspect was found dead near Leadville from an apparent suicide hours after the fire. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Highs in the forecast for tomorrow in the mid-60s. Sunshine. Thanks so much for tuning in.